In December 2023, Total Information AM looked at the migrant influx into Chicago with our next guest, USA Today reporter Michael Loria. You can find his work at usatoday.com. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, we would love to get your observations about the current state of the migrant situation right now in Chicago. What has changed since we last spoke?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a completely different picture at this point. I think the last time that we were on, it was at the very height of the migrant influx. That we had about 30 shelters open in the city, or the city had about 30 shelters open. Those shelters were holding around 15,000 people. Today, the picture, it's completely different. You know, the city has just 17 shelters open now. They're planning to close a few of those soon. And the number of people in shelters is just a little over 5,000. So, you know, there was a point where we were seeing news stories about migrants in Chicago on the front page of, you know, the Chicago Tribune or the Chicago Sun-Times every day. And now it's every once in a while.
A lot of those, or maybe most of those migrants, were coming to Chicago being bussed up from Texas by Governor Greg Abbott, and apparently a few of them from Governor DeSantis. Why are they not being bussed anymore, I guess? Why have the numbers gone down?
Of course. Yeah, that's the natural question, right? A lot of this has to do with the number of folks crossing the border. I think that I'm thinking about this, for example, in the context of the Democratic National Convention. You know, there was a lot of fears from city officials at the time that Governor Abbott was going to send, you know, busloads of people ahead of the convention. I think the city had 5,000 extra beds ready just in case of that. But, you know, it turns out really this is kind of dependent on the number of people crossing the border. And, when you're reporting on this, you learn to basically just check the Homeland Security data on this. And basically the number of people crossing the border since the summer has fallen to the lowest point it's been in years. This has been largely driven by an executive order from the Biden administration limiting the number of folks who can cross the border, as well as just increased cooperation from Mexican immigration authorities.
Interesting. That's not the story that we hear a lot of the time, for sure. So in Chicago, dealing with all of these migrants coming in, as you mentioned, there are fewer shelters and fewer people. What has happened to those folks? Have they, I know they probably needed help filling out paperwork or trying to file for asylum or trying to get jobs. Do we know if they've stayed in Chicago or if they've gone elsewhere?
Yeah, that's a great question as well. And some of those things are a little hard to get at because, you know, some folks are able to, they were able to find apartments of their own, or I guess I should say maybe not of their own. They were able to find apartments through help through city programs, state programs. However, a lot of them did find apartments on their own. And those ones are going to be they're going to show up in, you know, census data years down the road. But I think one of the reasons, you know, you're seeing fewer and fewer folks in shelters, is that a while back, the city started a program to essentially move migrants who are in the city to final destinations. You know, a lot of folks were bused to Chicago or arrived in Chicago, and it wasn't exactly where they wanted to go in the end. They had family elsewhere in the country that they wanted to connect with. The city started a program to help move those folks to those people. But yes, a lot of them have settled in Chicago. I mean, I think the estimates are somewhere around, 10,000 or something like that. In the thousands, at least.
I know when this was at the height of the busing to Chicago, there were people in St. Louis who had offered to take some of the migrants off Chicago's hands because St. Louis has been trying to grow its population. I don't know if that actually happened. But the situation in Chicago obviously was very extreme enough that Governor Pritzker at one point had been asking the federal government for help. Did the federal government ever come through with funds or any help for Chicago to deal with this?
I think I'm trying to remember. I'm remembering this as well. They did come through with some of the funds. I'm not sure how soon those were delivered. I guess that's a big question. But yes, they have gotten some help. But at this point, again, the city is still taking on a lot of the responsibility on their own. And I think, you know, in terms of the budget, it's been, the city's already facing a bit of a budget crunch with COVID-19 relief funds running out. So I think one of the things that they're kind of, they're struggling to figure out how to fund is the migrant issue. I know that I was actually just looking at their official budget document, and they refer to this as sort of the costs that are driving underperformance in the city budget. So I think there's a bit of bitterness there about this. But in terms of how much, like a dollar amount, I believe that the city budgeted $150 million in 2023, which is, you know, that's large for a single expense. And I believe they budgeted the same amount this year. However, there are some ways that they're looking to cut costs.
Of course, illegal immigration has been a huge topic of conversation as we've entered this presidential cycle. And sometimes it's hard to know really what is the truth. But when you're drilling down into just the Chicago area, is it a political hot potato there as well? Or is it really just sort of a more on a national level?
That's also a great point. And I would say that it is still a political hot potato. I mean, it's not as much of an issue as it was. However, I'm just thinking of a story that, you know, I did recently. Obviously, there's been a lot of, just false claims made about migrants. There's obviously that story out of Springfield, Ohio, about Haitian migrants eating pets that turned out to be false. But another one that I did recently in Chicago with me and one of my colleagues at USA Today, Jonathan Limehouse, we looked at these claims that were made on X that armed Venezuelan gangs were taking over apartment buildings in Chicago and Colorado. These turned out to be false, of course, though, you know, these posts on Twitter or X got tens of millions of views. So, for example, I was looking at this Southside apartment building that was allegedly taken over by armed migrants, and I was speaking with the local alderwoman, and she was telling me that, you know, she heard about these claims the evening before going to bed, and she called the local, you know, she called the police department. They checked it out, turned out not to be true. But then the following morning, when she arrived at work, you know, there were folks coming into her office cussing out staff over this. That was a Southside neighborhood where there's been some tensions over, you know, just over what migrants are getting compared to long-term Chicago residents. But and it's true that a lot of migrants who were living on the Southside in shelters moved into those neighborhoods. But the claims that they had taken over an apartment building with guns is just wasn't true.
Well, we really appreciate the update, Michael, and I'm sure we'll be calling on you again for another update soon. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Michael Loria is with USA Today, formerly with the Chicago Sun-Times, talking about the migrant population influx in Chicago. An update for you here on Total Information AM.